It was January of 2018.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
That they last graced the Tibbetts stage and had people on their feet. One of the best tribute bands to one of the greatest bands of all time, the Eagles, the best of the Eagles. And Joe Vidalla, one of the founding members, the best of the Eagles, on the line with us this morning as you guys make a return visit to the Tibbetts for a couple of shows this Saturday. Has it seemed like such a long, long year for you guys and barely able to play any shows anywhere because of everything that's going on?
Yeah, it's been a long year. But we're looking forward to getting out and playing, and especially in cold water.
Yeah. You've been practicing every day in your living room or what?
Mentally, yes. Mentally preparing.
Well, performers, you guys got to perform, and that's what you do, and obviously that's been tough for everybody in the industry. I mean, theaters, obviously, clubs, everybody else, but also the performers themselves, right?
Oh, yeah, yes, definitely. I mean, we're in the same situation as everyone else as far as, you know, being quarantined. But, you know, as everything was opening up, you know, everybody's opening up with it.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a thirst for live music, and this is the first live music show that's back at the Tibbetts, and with actually a couple of shows at 3 and at 8. Had to do two shows because obviously social distancing let smaller crowds in than normally, because last time you guys were here during Ice Fest, it was a packed house for that, and as we said, people were on their feet for it. Let's flash back a little bit. The Eagles, for you, obviously, they have such a great catalog. We talked last time in 2018 about that. That's kind of what attracted you to the band, right?
Yes. I mean, the vast catalog that they have, plus the fact they have different singers singing different songs, it just kind of opens up the whole palette of music. Mm-hmm. You've got different selections of vocalists and stuff to hear. It makes it more unique than standard one singer band.
Yeah. And for the band itself, it's amazing to hear some of that stuff that really still all sounds fresh today.
Yeah, very much, very much. They took a lot of pride in the recordings back then, too. And the music's a lot different now than it was then as far as recording processing goes. I mean, the stuff recorded back then is real. A lot of stuff now is, you know, fabricated in the studio as far as, you know, Pro Tools and stuff.
Yeah. But even the music itself, though, I mean, you get teenage kids are singing along with some of the Eagles songs these days.
It's timeless music. I mean, when it's a good song, it's a good song. It's timeless.
Yeah.
People are still listening to Frank Sinatra. That was in the 50s and 40s.
Yeah.
So when it's good music, it's good music.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about the band itself, the best of the Eagles, who you're bringing to the stage on Saturday here.
What do you need to know about that? Mark Hoffman on drums, he's the Don Henley of the group, great vocalist, great drummer. We have John Bushnell, takes the Joe Walsh position, playing guitar and singing. Jerry Steele on pedal steel and vocals and guitar. And David Biglin on keyboards and vocals. And joining us this trip will be Greg Smith, who actually plays with a Michigan favorite, Ted Nugent, as well. He's joining us. All right. So it should be a good show.
Is it tough sometimes for you guys to narrow it down, to have just a set amount of songs during the set because there were just so many great Eagles hits?
Yeah, that is a very difficult thing sometimes, writing up a set list, because you don't know what songs to leave out. And sometimes you leave out someone's favorite, but it kind of opens it up where they can see next time. They get to hear that song. But yeah, 90 minute show is sometimes tough. 2 hour shows, you can probably manage to get everything in there, a little over 2 hours. Sometimes it's tough putting the set list together.
Yeah.
Because it's all to lead out.
Joe Vidalla, one of the founding members of Best of the Eagles, are coming to the Tibbetts for two shows on Saturday. There are, again, a few tickets left, about 10 tickets, I guess, for each one of the shows at 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock on Saturday night. For you, though, Joe, is there one song that you have to play of the Eagles that it would, if you didn't play it, it wouldn't make your night?
It would make anybody's night because they helped us off more than. I mean, that's something, the mainstay. You have to play that song. Yeah, I mean, as far as the songs that I personally like, I mean, I like the whole catalog. I'm partial to Old 55, which actually is a Tom Waits song, but Eagles do a great number on it, and it's one of those songs that really lasts for me.
All right. Well, looking forward to it. A couple of shows again on Saturday at the Tibbetts. And are the tours starting to now open up again for you guys, or some more bookings as far as the band goes and around the country?
Yeah, and actually the night before we're in Sydney, Ohio. And then, things start opening up. June, July, and August, it really starts getting busy. And then this fall, it's getting a lot busier. We're on the road, Virginia, North Carolina, Florida. So, right. It feels good to see that front of us.
For performers, there's got to be kind of a sense of relief. Well, looking forward to see you guys on Saturday, Joe. And again, it's great music, and I think you're going to have a great crowd there cheering you guys on, all right?
We are so looking forward to it.
All right, we'll see you then. Joe Bonella, he's with the Best of the Eagles. And again, Tibbetts.org, the website if you want more information on tickets for the two shows that are coming up Saturday. On this edition of our Tibbetts Talk,